Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by EMP, 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Their Alexandria location now open and taking appointments. Have a new spot in Ashburn, Virginia as well. It's EMP, 180 Weight Loss. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop coming up a little later in the program. It's going to be a Thursdays with Feinstein. He will join us at 8 o'clock. Dave Richard talks some fantasy football at 9. Cakes, I had to make some moves for the fantasy playoffs.
Okay.
Didn't have to.
Yep.
But I've been streaming defenses.
Sure. That's the move.
I looked at three defenses for the next 3 weeks because in the one league, it's a high stakes league, you can't make moves after this week. So this is the last week you can make a waiver move. All right.
Hold on. No waiver moves after a certain point.
That's a terrible league.
What happens if you have five injuries?
You got to stash your players.
I would protest, but go ahead.
So I looked at defenses, and I saw, and I don't love this defense, but I saw the Lions are facing rookie quarterbacks the next two games.
Okay.
And then one of my teams faces the Jags in three games. Now that means I have to have a run.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm rolling with. I'm going against Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, and Cody Kessler, and that's my plan.
I don't hate the strategy.
I need some pick sixes.
But Josh Allen's been putting up numbers.
He has been playing better.
In the last two games. Now,
and it's a home game, too.
Who knows if that keeps up or not. But the bigger point is, the bigger takeaway is, the whole you can't pick up anybody after a certain point is preposterous.
That's insane.
Because if you suffer a key injury and you don't have any depth, well, you should be building up depth throughout the year. But if you have a guy that goes out and you can't replace him, That's idiotic.
Those are the rules. Everybody's got to deal with the same set of rules.
Protest the rules. That's the one thing I would protest in life. Bad fantasy football rules.
We will take your calls throughout the day on Open Line Thursday, but at 7 o'clock, as we do every morning here on the Junkies, we hit the skins at 7 o'clock.
You know, I totally forgot. Totally spaced it.
Oh, you know what I can bring up?
Hitting the skins is boring.
Did you happen to see the...
I totally spaced that.
Did you happen to see Plexo Burris?
Hitting the skins is boring.
He took a shot at Mark Sanchez.
He just gave me the story right here.
What did he say?
He called him a check down Charlie.
Oh, okay.
Plex tweeted this. I mean, it's... What a douche.
Does anybody care about Plexico Burris and his whereabouts at this point?
No, but it's just
what
douchey.
Are his whereabouts?
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
He tweeted, "I can't wait to see this quarterback play for the Washington Redskins for the rest of the season." At Mark Sanchez, let me grab my popcorn, and then hashtag comedy for 3 hours. Hashtag check down king. Yep, I said it.
So does that mean he's a cap guy? Is that the underlying current?
No. He played
with Sanchez. He's just anti-Sanchez.
He's frustrated that he just didn't catch many deep balls when Sanchez was quarterback.
Right. Well, he must not have liked him either.
Plexico played.
Didn't Plexico play with him?
I think they're on the Jets together, right?
Yeah, they crossed paths.
Maybe.
Totally forgot that.
Yeah. No, he actually played. He played. Let me see. Caught passes for Sanchez during the 2011 season. Yeah, he had 45 catches and 8 touchdowns that year.
Why am I spacing on Plexico Burris' tenure with the New York Jets?
Because you're getting old.
Out of sight, out of mind.
I remember him playing for the Giants. I don't remember him playing for the Jets.
Do you remember he went to jail, too? Kicks?
I remember he shot himself out at the club.
He must not have liked him then.
That's a personal dig.
Yeah, because why would you say that about someone you liked?
That's personal dig.
No, you wouldn't say that about somebody you liked.
Sometimes guys do that, though. Like, he might be another social moron.
Even though you said something about somebody
that... Well, he is a moron. He shot himself in a leg.
Yeah. I mean, you liked Eric, but you just said hitting the skins is boring, like 100 times.
Hitting the skins is boring.
Kind of, yeah.
Some days it's okay.
All right, JP talked about the Sanchez stuff from yesterday's presser that kind of...
won me over.
Won everybody over.
Let's play some more.
You want to hear some of it? Yeah. Let's play the first clip here.
Just start with the first clip, yeah.
Where Mark talks about how past playoff experience could help during this final stretch. Catch you off guard.
It was limited. Let's just say that. It was limited. We did the best we could.
And now you got to move on. And with this extra time, understand that we expect more. And ourselves, from myself,
it's
expect
the first
more.
Clip.
And the coaches feel the same way. You just know what's at stake. And without that kind of experience, you'd never know. I think, talking with even some of the coaches, there's a mentality at 6-6 for a lot of teams. I mean, a lot of teams find themselves in this position, and I can only relate it to what I know. And I just remember my rookie year, we were about right here. And I didn't know any different. I'm like, 6-6. We won a bunch of games in college. We won a bunch of games in high school. And I just remember the older guys, hey, man, this thing, we're not even – we got this last quarter of the season. Just wait.
He says he was asked what he can do, with the offense this week compared to last week.
It was limited. Let's just say that. It was limited. Well, we did the best we could.
You already played that
and,
one?
And now you got to move on. And with this extra time, understand that we expect more. And from ourselves, from myself, I expect more. And,
all right, so let's play
and
Jay
the coaches
then.
Feel the same way.
But you know what we're talking about there is... I watched the whole thing. I couldn't believe it. I just wanted to watch a few minutes.
I've watched some of those before.
I watched
sure.
the whole 14-minute presser.
Yes, mm-hmm. if you're
but
into
what he's
it.
Talking there is, look, he takes over a quarterback. His knowledge of the playbook is limited.
Right.
He's working with O'Connell. There's only certain plays he can work with. He said that sometimes there are plays which he has run before that just a different language. But it's not a totally different language. He's just like a dialect. He's like, so they say, well, this was the play that we called this here, and Keyshawn was here, like going back to Keyshawn Johnson or whatever. But he basically said, those excuses are done. He's like, now I got a full week, fully immersed in the game plan, so he has greater expectations this week and believes that you can't even use it as an excuse. If he throws a couple of picks, no excuse that he's new to the system. That's bad. He's throwing a couple of picks.
Of course.
Probably sitting in whatever hotel room he's staying in during the week and just studying the playbook all night.
Probably. Let's play Jay's.
But he seems like a really good dude.
Let's play Jay's clips. Let's start with the second one there, cut 7, where he talks about the tough spot for Sanchez to be in on Sunday.
That's a huge leap. It's a huge leap playing with guys you don't even know. I don't know if he knows all the guys on our team's names. So
no
it's
chance.
Big time. And, the terminology, just calling a play in a huddle, off the wristband or calling a play in a huddle, being confident what you're doing. And then you go to the line, you got to possibly make protection calls or switch the play at the line of scrimmage and then – get the snap and your footwork and the concepts. And really, as a staff, our job is to tap into what he knows and what he feels comfortable with moving forward while also trying to come up with a plan for what the Giants do. So it's not easy for any quarterback, no matter how long you play. If you don't get any reps in training camp or preseason or regular season with the guys you're playing with and you don't know the terminology, so to speak, it's a great challenge. But he's a veteran guy, and I think he'll do the best he can.
We've worked in this building for 3-plus years. I think we don't know everybody's name. So he's been there for like 10
days.
But
there's no way. You think he knows Danny Johnson's name? No chance.
Of course he doesn't.
Everybody's names. Let's just point out the security guards. I know one.
Well, there's. It's
you know the name of any other security guards?
How would I know that? How would I know the name
I never asked.
Of a security guard that I walk by for 10 seconds in the morning and 10 seconds later in the morning when we leave?
I will say this, just in Mark Sanchez's defense, he's not a world beater by any stretch, but I think how awful he is has been exaggerated.
Sure.
I just think it's a little unfair. I mean, he's liable to go out there and throw 3 picks. He could do that any given day. He's certainly not averse to interceptions. But he started 72 games in this league. He's walked off the field as a winner. Now, a lot of that's part of the defense. I get it. Can't attribute it all to the quarterback. But he's walked off the field an NFL winner 37 times. So he's gone in 72 games. He started, 72 of them. 37 times he's walked off the field a winner. So
he
can win football games.
Hey, he's thrown over 80 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
People
act like he's like Nate Peterman or something. Like he's the worst quarterback ever.
I put him in a tier with Colt McCoy. If you want to go to old quarterbacks, for some reason Gus Frotz popping in my head.
Colt McCoy would die to have those numbers, to have compiled 37 wins, to throw 86 touchdowns.
Well, and to go conference championships, yeah.
Yeah, go to 2 conference championships.
Part of it is just that he was drafted 5th overall.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, plus everyone just wants to mock the butt fumble.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
They won't let that die.
They just can't let it die.
And he does, listen, there's plenty of knocks. He's got a low completion percentage. He's got an awful touchdown interception ratio. He's lost some big time games, and he's had some embarrassing games, but he's also had some good, solid, impressive wins.
I thought he made some nice throws. And
so did I.
And I know they didn't have, they didn't have much success, particularly in the second half, only 36 yards, but I thought, and I said this the other day, his best throw was actually an incompletion when Doxson didn't bring the second foot down in bounds.
Yeah,
because it was just a tight window throw. And with Alex Smith in particular, we almost never saw him throw those type of balls. Like, he's rolling out to the right. There's a defender right on Doxson, and he throws it to the only spot that Doxson could possibly catch the ball. And he did. He just didn't bring the second foot down. And I thought the bomb down to the left, he threw it with more loft than you usually see.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, where it was placed was pretty much the best spot because, shocker, Josh Doxson on that route quit. If you watch the replay, he didn't run full speed.
So
he slowed
down.
So that
means he was short on
it. And he probably would have been there. Now, some people would say he threw it out of bounds. Well, that's because the corner's on the inside. He didn't throw it to the inside.
Yeah.
Look, he's a professional quarterback who's earned $74 million in this league. They don't just give that to anybody.
He can make throws. The problem is with this offensive line, with now the guard situation where the backups to the backups are playing, I just don't know what kind of pass rush he's going to face.
Spot.
And when
couldn't
he's going to face that
spot.
Pass rush in his face,
well,
and
not,
he's got to make quick decisions.
True.
You're right.
In an offense that he's not that familiar
and
with.
Then on the flip
the
side,
odds are against him.
The defense is going to have a challenge because, you can mock the Giants, and they're obviously not having a good year, but they've won 3 out of 4, and they've scored a bunch of points in those 4 games, and they beat a really good team last week. And they have sick offensive talent with Barkley and Beckham. All right, so Sanchez is going to have to score in the 20s, if not, close to 30. So it's just a tough challenge on both sides.
The odds are against him, but, don't be surprised if he plays competently.
I'll be interested to see it.
I could see him playing competently. Could also see him throwing 2 or 3 picks because, he has a history of throwing a lot of interceptions.
If they're going to win this game, the defense is going to have to force a couple of turnovers. That's the success they had earlier this season. Eli may give you 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm. How about not allowing 400 yards of offense?
And then you got to get the running game going.
Yeah.
All right. And it can't just be one run.
It is open
line
Thursday.
Yeah, I know. Let's sneak in a few of these. Let's go to Tom and Burke. Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing okay.
What's up?
Hey, real quick, what time are you guys getting to the Glory Days in Burke? I may come out there on Sunday and see you.
Usually about 10:45 for me.
I'll be there around 10 a.m., swilling a pot of coffee, putting in a bunch of fantasy lineups. It's kind of what I do.
Nice. All right, good. If you see a guy walking around in a Brad Johnson jersey, that's going to be me.
Okay.
Because
You'll be the only one.
Trust me. Hello.
Yeah.
You need to upgrade, by the way.
It won't be like, there's 4 guys in Brad Johnson jerseys.
We see so many old jerseys every week.
Yeah.
People don't get rid of their jerseys.
But you could wear Brad Johnson. That didn't end, awful.
Acceptable vintage jersey.
You can't wear an RG3 one.
No, bad one.
This week I saw Kirk Cousins, but we've seen Steven Davis.
I think Cousins is probably,
Davis is a good one.
Cousins is probably not the greatest look.
Yeah.
Still kind of fresh and raw.
Yeah, that didn't really end that great.
Yeah.
What else, Tom? Quickly.
For sure. All right, so here's the question I got for you, okay? Army veteran, right? We're taught our whole lives it's all about leadership, win in charge, take charge. I could not have seen more fear on Gruden's face when Colt went down in the second quarter. And in the rest of the game, he just walked around clueless. At least it appeared
very clueless.
He looks that
way to me every week.
Well, he knows he's screwed. He's not his third-string quarterback.
He looks that
way to
me every
week. How do you want him to look? What do you want him to say? What do you want him to do?
He always
looks
clueless.
You want him to be brimming with confidence, throwing a guy out there who's been there for a week? Of course he's not confident.
He can't believe it.
It's not going to be cocky.
He can't believe that the last 2 years he's had all
he
these
can't
injuries.
Fake it. On one level, I got to hand it
said,
to him. He wears
got,
his emotions
you know,
on his
got a bad poker face.
He's got
Jake
terrible
Gruden.
Poker face.
I think he said in his presser, he said, does anybody have an answer as to why we're having so many injuries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, been snake bit in the last 2 years.
They've had some bad luck with that.
A lot of people want to blame the trainers. I don't buy that.
Trainers didn't cause the broken bones.
Right. Trainers can put you in the best
Maybe
condition
for
ever.
Maybe if it was hamstring, constant hamstrings
had a
everywhere.
Beyond the broken legs, that's bad luck. But they've had so many injuries on the offensive line.
Yeah, but a lot of them are like linemen getting run over, that kind of thing.
I don't know.
If it was hamstrings,
for years.
If it was muscle pulls, then you'd say.
Well, they've had that too.
Not, I don't think that's been the prevailing.
Valdez, this is bad mojo, but do you want to book like a, you give me like 500-1 odds or 1,000-1 odds where I bet that, now this is bad that I'm putting it out there, that Mark Sanchez breaks his leg this weekend.
The third guy to break their
so
leg?
You want
I mean,
him
it's
to book
highly
it?
Unlikely.
You want, you're going to book it for him.
No, no, he would book it for me.
Do you want
no.
him to
I want
put
him
up 500?
To
no.
Shot.
Yeah, no, he's not going to do that.
I'm not going to give you that.
What would the odds be?
I don't know. I'm throwing it out there. I'm trying to get a feel for it.
So you would secretly be rooting for it?
Oh,
not
yeah.
really.
Oh, yes, you would.
Of course you would.
Of course you would.
Because I'm not a ghoul.
If he gave you 1,000-1,
if I gave you 500-1, you'd be hoping he snaps it like a twig.
Oh, my God. He'd be doing cartwheels in the house.
I am not that money hungry where I would
want
to
snap his leg. You're going to pay A-Watt a grand to sit down in a seat at MGM for 15 hours.
Yeah, but the only person I'm doing damage to there is me. Yeah. Is by sitting there looking at Fox. Nobody else is getting hurt by that.
By the way, did you notice the new sign at 7-Eleven? Maybe it's been there for a while. They sold $1 million Mega Millions ticket
they
right across
did?
The street.
What?
Yes, at that 7-Eleven, the busiest 7-Eleven in the world.
Didn't realize that.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067. Plus, why is Kevin Durant hating on LeBron James?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Talk about whatever you want at 800-636-1067. You know, there was a time when I loved Kevin Durant. Didn't like his decision to go to Golden State. Don't hate him for doing it because LeBron kind of paved the way with his move to Miami with the decision. And I was always an anti-LeBron guy. And LeBron's, you know, won a couple there in Miami, then went on to win in Cleveland. I don't have the same venom towards LeBron like I used to, but I also don't have the same love for Kevin Durant. And yesterday, I guess news came out that Kevin Durant just kind of popped off, and he seems to be popping off a lot lately.
Yeah,
saying stars don't want to play with LeBron James. Which, why is he saying that? And I'll give credit
was
to
he
LeBron.
Asked about it.
I don't know the exact context of why. But it seems,
he did this big interview with Bleacher Report.
It seems like Kevin Durant, he wants to be loved so much. And the key word which jumped out at me is he said that there are a lot of fanboys in the media who love LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that other superstars wouldn't want to go there because the whole focus is on LeBron James. But it just seems to me when he used that word fanboy, he wants those fanboys.
Sounds like he's a little jealous.
A little jealous. Like Kevin Durant wants to be regarded as the best player in the game.
Right.
And he's won back-to-back NBA Finals MVPs. He stuck the dagger in Cleveland in LeBron's face on that three-point shot. He wants to be regarded, and he's just not being regarded.
Yeah, it sounds like pettiness. Sounds like jealousy.
He's taking on like a villain vibe over the last few seasons that he did not have early in his career.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Like, it's weird.
Because he was really likable before
that.
It's a
weird heel turn for
KD. Yeah, remember, I guess the likability peaked when he gave that MVP speech.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he went through every player on his team. And
I think he's a good guy, but I think he's a complicated guy, and he's got some strong opinions, and he's not censoring himself.
He has some insecurity issues.
Well, sounds like
we
it.
All do.
Sounds
Who
like
doesn't?
It.
Doesn't. I mean,
LeBron just says, you know, I mean, what's LeBron? LeBron doesn't have to say anything.
LeBron said, I'd love to see the whole transcript of what was asked, the context it was asked of him, why it was asked, and the whole thing. So I'm not going to comment on it because I don't know the whole thing. That would be stupid on my part. I'm a veteran. So he's kind of taking the high road there. They were supposed to be tight. They used to work out together. Doesn't seem like it anymore.
Probably not.
I don't know.
And to his credit, LeBron has the Lakers playing really well. You look at their record, they're not bad. They moved up to, I think, fourth in the Western Conference.
Well, it's just kind of about what you expect. It always starts out rough,
yeah,
and then he figures it out.
He figures it out.
And they bring some pieces in, and they just figure it out. Now, there is an interesting...
LeBron, by the way, responded and said, I don't know, did he say, I could care less?
Yes.
It kind of tells me when people say, I can
say
care less.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
It tilts me a little bit.
Right.
Back to the old jog or not.
Yeah. Well, guys botch cliches all the time.
I understand.
I botch cliches.
It just tilts me when people say,
but not that one. I don't botch that one. All right, let's bang out a couple of these calls here. It's open line
and then
Thursday.
He went on to say he was killing Kyle Korver a little bit. Durant was.
Well, he said he's.
Wasn't
like,
he?
Well, he was like, it was a good complimentary piece, but he shouldn't be a number one guy under any circumstance.
Yeah, but he said he's not even close to a number one guy.
Well,
I mean, everyone knows that.
He's kind of right.
Ready for a juggernaut.
I mean, it's like you're hammering Kyle Korver. Everyone knows Kyle Korver's skill set.
Yeah. He's a complimentary piece. Everybody knows it.
Yeah. All right.
Just likes Joning, apparently.
It will be interesting to see what Durant does this offseason because I thought, well, maybe he's just going to go to L.A. and join LeBron. I doubt it after this.
It could be,
but it doesn't
like,
seem like he wants to stay in
Golden
State.
Playing out exactly how people would maybe guess. Like, you go there, get your rings, and now you want your shine. You know what I mean? Now he wants it to be about him.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Lakers are starting to put it together a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, I mean, they started off slow, 2-5, and they've won, like, 11 of 14. I mean, they're figuring something out in L.A.
You know, had a sick dunk last night for him?
Kuzma?
Lonzo Ball.
Oh, did he?
His numbers aren't going to blow you away, but...
So John Wall's agent was trying to orchestrate a trade, by the way. Did you see that? I reported about that yesterday.
I saw the headline. I didn't read the story.
The Knicks are kind of in play for John Wall.
Well, the Lakers, if you believe the rumors, and this guy did a thing, I think, for Wizards
so
forever.
So it'd be Ball for Wall.
With a bunch of guys.
Well, Ball would definitely be included.
Ball was definitely included.
Yeah. Ball, Kuzma,
you guys
Ingram.
Butt size because that means more LeVar Ball around D.C.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
It'd be Wizards Ball Control.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be.
I don't know if it's coincidence. They did play the Hawks. We talked about this at the top of the show. The Wizards got their third straight win, and this is without John Wall because he was the birth of his child. So he was out for the game. And much like last year where the assist numbers went way up, they had 35 assists last night. You look at the numbers, Bradley Beal had 9 assists. Satoransky, 14.7 assists. He's in the starting lineup now. Austin Rivers, another 7 assists. They move the ball a lot better without John Wall, who is actually a really good passer, one of the leading assist guys in the league. And yet the team seems to flourish at times without him.
Yeah, well, they made shots, too. So you can't have an assist unless you have a made shot. And they hit 12 threes, and they shot 49%. So they were filling it up.
They did play the Hawks.
Maybe
they played the
Hawks. Believe it or not,
keep
have a worse
that.
Defense.
Keep saying that.
A worse defense than the Wizards.
They probably have more assists when John Wall isn't on the floor because John Wall isn't shooting. If you think about it. I mean, that's part of it because he's not a very good shooter.
He's such a low percentage.
Let's go.
I like it. It's kind of funny. Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, what's up?
What's up, Dre?
I'm doing well, Jordan.
Hey.
So, Lurch, 5.1 inches, huh?
Yeah.
It can't be too many brothers in that 1,600 per survey there, man.
I was going to say, there's not many brothers in England.
I don't think we're going up there. We have repetition stuff for us, I think.
Yeah, they didn't participate.
No, is Razor Ruddock English? Completely botched. That's a really old poll, by the way.
Lennox Lewis was, I think.
Yeah.
Anthony Joshua is a heavyweight champion. He's British.
Does anybody want to bet?
Razor Ruddock.
Was Razor Ruddock Canadian?
I don't know. That's why I'm Googling him.
Is there a chance in hell Lennox Lewis was
under the
5.1?
Razor Ruddock was Jamaican.
Who was?
Razor Ruddock.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Lennox
Lewis. No, it says he's Canadian, but born in Jamaica. I'm very confused.
I thought he was Canadian. All right, what's up, man?
So I want to talk about, Bruce Allen. You know, that loss, man, I think the only way the team could have, the franchise, just listen to the sports radio and listen to the fans. The only way we could feel any better is if they had to get rid of Bruce Allen. Because right now, the fan base, at least for me, there's no hope. I don't have any hope. And at least if you get rid of Bruce Allen, there might be a little bit of hope. But I do want to talk about 2 points. And I think a lot of folks, when we talk about Kirk Cousins not wanting to be here, I think that's a bit lazy on fans' behalf. Because I think at the end of the day, Redskins could have signed Kirk maybe like 3 or 4 years ago for like $60 million.
Right,
I think
different.
Right now the narrative...
That was different.
But the narrative... My concern is the narrative keep on saying, well, he didn't want to be here. He didn't want to be
by
here. And
the
that
end,
may very
he
well
didn't
be
want to be here. By the
correct.
End,
and
he
I
did.
Think...
Yeah.
We know that.
And I think that we can't dismiss that. And I don't know this is a fair comparison. I get it. But you can tell me, because I know a lot of folks are saying, well, you know, ultimately when it comes to the coordinator who's now in McVay, who's now in LA. Folks are saying, well, you know, the Redskins didn't see that. It was too early. But, you know, I think about Danny Ainge and in the Boston Celtics when he had Brad Stevens. I mean, I think when you're general manager, you need to have the foresight, the vision to see things like that. And, you know, Danny Ainge, he went out there, he saw Stevens, he saw something in him, he made the decision, he made the pull. And I don't know if it's a fair comparison, football, basketball, but
I keep on
saying to myself,
Bruce doesn't have that foresight. You're 100% right. Bruce is a zilch.
He doesn't have that vision.
He's a no talent.
But I just don't think, I don't see him going anywhere.
I don't see it either. Although Russell swears he's on thin ice.
Yeah.
But there's no way this guy can go into his office right now and think he's not walking in eggshells. I mean, what can he say? What's one thing he can point to and say, hey, at least we have this going in this good direction? I mean, this team is in shambles. It's horribly built. There's nothing. And then my big concern for Bruce would be like, everybody is taking his job. Now we have different people. Now the team has different people doing things that Bruce used to do. You know, I don't know, man. I just can't see how this guy's, you know, walking to his office this morning saying, okay, everything's going to be okay. He has to be under some kind of fire.
Yeah. Of course. Everyone agrees. There's not one person that will call in to defend Bruce Allen, Andre. You understand that, right?
I hear you. Yeah. I get that.
There's not
right
one
there
person.
With Ernie Grunfeld.
Yep. There's not one
very
person.
Very popular.
And Gray has tweeted recently, I don't have it in front of me, but Bruce's record as a GM since he's been here. And it's like 45-84 or something. I don't know exactly what it is. I mean, it's just dreadful.
Different coaches.
Baby, we were born to.
I mean, the organization. Bruce.
Bruce.
You know, it'd be interesting to see who was the GM before Bruce.
Essentially, Vinny Serrato.
Vinny.
Yeah, it was Vinny.
But what's Vinny's record as a GM?
It was not good.
To Bruce, I bet it was better. Bet it was
probably
better.
Probably slightly better.
Right. Bet it was better.
It was in the same ballpark.
Oh, how many years was Vinny here?
Vinny was here kind of. I'm not positive, but I believe he was here during the Spurrier years. Zorn. I mean, it wasn't that good.
We'd have to go back and look at that.
Obviously, but like if you look at Dan's record as an owner, it's bad, right? But I don't think it's as bad as it is for Bruce in terms of winning percentage. So I'm thinking if you take Bruce out, the other guys were better. Bruce is the one weighing him down more than any of them.
Well, in terms of on the field, but maybe Bruce made Dan more money on the business side of it.
Did Vinny get bounced out when Joe Gibbs came in?
Yeah, I think something. I can't remember all that stuff. I think so. Yeah. I think so.
He resigned in 2009. Turns out that Joe Gibbs part two wasn't that bad.
Yeah. And we thought it was a dud. We thought it was a dud.
Because they were boring.
Yeah.
Wasn't he still drawing up plays on notebook paper?
According to Cooley.
Yeah. I don't think he would lie.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's telling the truth.
Hey, guys, don't get caught empty-handed when you are out at the holiday parties this year. Get yourself a bottle of KO Distilling's award-winning Bare Knuckle Whiskey or Battle Standard 142 Gin. Makes a great last-minute holiday gift there, Cakesy. In fact, KO's Bare Knuckle was just named Virginia's Best Bourbon. There you go. Stop by the distillery in Manassas. I've been there. It's great. Or your local liquor store. Grab yourself a bottle or two. Looking for some festive cocktails to serve up this holiday season? Visit KODistilling.com for recipes, or you can stop by the tasting room in Manassas. Try some for yourself. Please drink KO and all holiday spirits responsibly this season. When we come back, I believe we've got the Blitz.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Tomorrow, our holiday show,
I got to get my white elephant present.
I have to do that
me
this
too.
Afternoon,
I mean,
too.
It's such a pain in the
My way. Wife grilled me because I said, you need to remind me how to get this present. Actually, she goes, you got to do better than last year. I was like, I just got candy. I got candy, and I think Pete brought it back.
Well,
and
look,
he liked
it's only a $25 present, right?
25 or 30. I think somebody floated out 30.
There's so much you can do there.
Yeah.
I got mine yesterday.
It's a she was nightmare. Like, you can get something decent for 30 bucks.
No, but here's the thing. We actually went to...
it's legitimately a nightmare.
We actually went to the Under Armour outlet yesterday. Right?
Yeah, you're killing me for just giving money. I'd rather just give the money.
There are outlets in Clarksburg, which is about 15 mm-hmm. minutes away from where I live. So we went there to buy kind of presents for my nephews and my nieces and all this stuff. And she's like, well, why didn't you get something for one of the guys? I was like, well, what size am I going to get?
Yeah, you can't do clothes.
She was like, you're just going to
like
large.
A hat.
I was like, so if I get a large, that maybe fits like three guys.
Cakes.
I think he probably uses extra large.
I'm more to the XL. By the way, speaking of that,
I was like, I don't know who here
I was like,
fit
that
a large.
Fits me.
If large is hurting.
It fits me.
I've seen some of those pictures of you lately.
This shirt's a medium.
He's pretty thin.
He's a schmedium.
Have you seen some of those pictures on the Big Olin Dukes Instagram lately?
No, but I think he might be, you know, skinny fat, but he's not like fat.
By the way, speaking of pictures and fat, last night I'm at MGM National Harbor. And Big John, who's been a listener to the show forever,
right?
15 plus years.
Not skinny.
He's in town for the Bush funeral. He's also in town to look at flops. He played in the Cakes Classic.
Right.
He's playing
Omaha. Wearing a suit? Was he wearing a suit?
He was wearing a suit.
That's all he always does.
He came from the service.
Do you think he has more than one suit?
Came from the services.
Probably not. The same one.
So I have the dealer, before the tournament starts, take a picture of me sitting with Big John. I tweeted out, hey, there's a celeb at the Cakes Classic. Yeah, didn't think anything of it. Somebody responds, while I'm sitting next to Big John, who legitimately weighs 300 plus. Big dude.
300 plus.
Okay, I'm being generous. Yeah. I'm sitting next to him in the picture, and somebody responds on Twitter, hey, Cakes, looks like you put on a few pounds. I was like, what? That's your takeaway from me sitting next to Big John?
Well, mirror what? Images. Mirror images
they're not
of
looking
each other.
At Big John.
Maybe it's just, maybe it's just because they're looking so much at Big John, it just transferred onto you somehow.
I don't know, man. It didn't do wonders for myself.
You caught some Joan Shrapnel.
For myself.
Bunch of haters out there,
so
man.
So many haters.
Was that, is that worse than when the guy said he looked like Sling Blade?
I don't know.
That's years ago.
It's just people are mean.
Mean.
So that wasn't
Twitter.
You sending the picture out. That was John sending the picture out.
No, I sent the picture out.
Well, why did you send the picture out?
I don't know.
Because
he's pimping the product.
Because you know no one's going to say anything good about it.
He's promoting.
He's promoting.
Yeah, promoting.
Just trying to get the word out.
No one's
going to
say anything good about it.
Hey, I don't know if this guy played last night, but I told this guy I was going to give him a shout out like 3 weeks ago. I ran into him at Fontina Grill, and it's the reason why we've had a job for this song. His name's Mike, real estate guy. He said he actually DVRs our show and watches the whole show every day. And he also, on top of that, I believe, listens to all 4 hours every day. And he just, I told him I'd give him a shout out. Like he stopped me as
so
I'm picking up a pizza.
He listens to it and then watches it visually. That makes sense.
He doesn't miss a minute. And he also plays in the Cakes Classic.
Ah, very good. That's
so I don't
my
know
guy.
If you've met Mike from King Farm.
I'm sure he
but
has.
But he's
I'm
a regular
sure
in the Cakes
I'm
class.
Sure I don't remember his name, but I'm sure I've
By
met him.
By the way,
at some
we just
point.
Got.
I forgot to give the shout out like a month ago.
We're taking Lyft to the station tomorrow.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Good courtesy of the good people at Lyft because we're not driving ourselves. There's no way I'll be able to do this.
All you got to do is
download
punch in
the app, punch in the code.
But easy.
There's no chance I'll be able to. I will not be here tomorrow.
We'll do it for you, Rick.
He'll be taken care of.
I'll be here at 9.
Speaking of that, we have to thank our friends that we just met from Quincy's.
Great people
in Gaithersburg.
The thank you portion of the show.
Quincy's South in Bethesda for sponsoring the Christmas show contest. Quincy's is a locally owned neighborhood haunt offering great American pub grub, live music, and all sports on 18 Infinity Edge TVs. And they're also providing cold hard cash for the side bets tomorrow. Look at that. Mm. Fan that out. Yeah.
So that's going to be
that.
Like, do
look
this shot, and here's 50 bucks.
So thank
or
you, Quincy's. We
that's $1,000 right there. Yeah.
Jesus.
500 of that is for
One,
the highest
two,
BAC.
Three, four.
Oh, okay.
500. Six,
and then the side bets.
Seven. Yeah. Like look at all this money.
How do we give it to the guy that gambles all the time in bed?
This money is safe.
Harbor.
Yeah, this money's safe. I'll put it in my locker.
I'd like to take
make sure the lock's on.
Can I put it on the college hoops game tonight? I'd like to.
You can, but if it doesn't hit, you're going to have to repay it.
What if it does hit?
It's not going to hit.
Like the big fatty last night, UIC. All
Jason,
right,
in 2005-ish, you didn't know how to download iTunes songs. And yeah, I'm gonna assume today you might not even still.
I've got an iTunes account.
Do you have an Appless phone?
I've got like 400.
So are you saying in 2018 you don't know how to download an app?
No, I can download an app.
And you could...
But so it'll, hey, it'll get screwed
hey,
up
do you know
somehow.
What's funny? You know what's funny? Is Bruce the Hugger's taking Lyft tomorrow.
Like, he'll figure it out.
Yeah, we have Bruce taking Lyft.
Can he come pick me up?
I dare you.
Maybe I'll have a listener pick me up.
You could do that.
You want that?
You didn't even want to do the show in front of listeners. Well, now you have somebody show up to your house.
You know what? Maybe I can just have my boys from
Bonefish
take
drive you?
Paul and Dave.
I mean, I guess you could
You would rather do that than just simply download the app?
Yeah, because you're
going to have to talk to people. Yeah, don't you like just sit in a car and just be quiet?
Don't you have to tip the Lyft driver?
No.
Actually, no.
Credit. No, you don't.
Actually,
you don't,
no.
I don't have to tip them?
Zipping. No.
Actually, no. I mean, they do ask if you want.
I usually tip, you know, a little scratch to the
give
Uber drivers.
$10.
You don't really need
actually,
to.
You're not supposed to.
I know Uber. You're not supposed to, but yeah. I feel bad. I just always
thought. Yeah, I never do.
Rap set it up and it looks
I just
like
give
we're
them a good rating. They just want a good rating.
Yeah.
I get them silly
I
ratings.
I mean, I got a pretty good credit here.
We can relate. We just want good ratings, too.
Right.
So, two things about cakes. First of all, I can't believe you just told everybody he's putting $1,000 in his Nubs locker.
With the worst lock in the world.
The worst lock. The tiniest lock I've ever seen.
Smallest lock ever.
And the other thing is, I kind of agree with that listener. That photo Cakes put out on Twitter is hurting.
Is it bad?
Well, you look like you weigh...
No, it's because Cakes doesn't know how to do his...
I may have to delete it.
Thing. I said the photo. I'm not saying Cakes in person. He looks like a massive pumpkin in that
he
photo.
He looks like he has no neck.
Are you
no
just
neck.
A big fatty?
I don't know. Apparently I am.
There's something about the way you do your chin.
Well,
stuff.
It's not that he looks like a big fatty. It's just his head is so round.
I do have a big round head. There's nothing
reason,
I can do about that.
The picture's missing a neck. Someone deleted the neck.
Just a big fatty. That's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
We still love you.
Oh, I appreciate that he loved me. You know what? No more pics on Twitter. I'm not sending out any more pics.
I've retweeted it at Junction Radio. If you want to check it out.
Well, just
people wanted actually.
Picture,
we're right? Talking about it on the radio.
And why is
we
John wearing that hat?
At Junction Radio.
His hat is great. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
God, I wish I could go so back in time.
It's part of it is that you have a backpack. You're kind of scrunched up.
It's
fine. Up.
It doesn't matter.
Bottom line is, you were playing at MGM National.
It's so funny, though. The Big John looks like he literally could squish you like a mosquito.
Right.
And you're the one that gets called a big fatty.
I get the joke of shrapnel. Not even shrapnel. I took the full explosion.
Big John's got some big fingers, too. Oh, my God.
He's a big human being.
He rivals that Kansas City Royals groundskeeper that had those big fingers.
You've always loved bullying him. He's one of your favorite targets.
Hey, doesn't Big John kind of look like Pete Rose with that like the modern flat brim brill?
He's a very nice person.
Oh,
he's a
guy.
Super nice guy.
He doesn't look like he's wearing a suit there. Just,
he's definitely wearing a suit.
He took
a button-up shirt.
Took off the jacket. Mm. What's he got, the phone in his pocket?
I don't know. I just took one picture with him, and I regret it now.
Might be a menu.
At Chunks Radio on Twitter. All right, let's go around
now
the NFL.
Now you're Joni.
Real quick, brought to you by the Purple Heart Foundation. Some NFL news here. We'll start with Kareem Hunt. I guess the Cleveland Division of Police, they're now opening an investigation into the response from the department to an incident involving former KC Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt.
They may have to open a whole new wing, just a Kareem Hunt unit. I mean, it sounds like he's a one-man crime spree.
He might get hammered on this one. He might get about a year.
Which one is this one?
What do you mean?
Like, which incident are we talking about with him? He's got
the
three
video.
Incidents.
This
the one
video.
With the kicking the girl and pushing the girl away?
Yeah, plus he's got the other two.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Sanders.
It's amazing.
This will hurt some fantasy football owners.
Yep.
Out for the season after hurting his Achilles in practice.
See, in your hurting league, you wouldn't be able to pick up a replacement for him.
You pick him up now.
You can't make a move after this week?
Correct.
I still don't like it.
It's a dumb rule.
Yeah.
It is Emmanuel Sanders.
I would be so far out of that
league. Broncos done. In catches with 71, receiving yards 868, and receiving touchdowns with 4.
Cortland
of course,
Sutton.
They traded
money.
Demaryius Thomas. We talked about the Redskins' injuries. Here's what the Broncos have had to deal with. Sanders is the 7th offensive starter to no longer be active on the roster. Joining Thomas, which was trade, tight end, Harriman, tight end Jake Butt, center Matt Paredes with his leg, guard Ron Leary, Achilles, guard Max Garcia, knee.
Yeah, but 7.
And they've won 3 in a row.
Don't add up to losing your top 2 quarterbacks. They have a, that's a much more devastating impact on your team.
Should beat the 49ers this week to move to 7-6. Have the Browns at home the following week. All right, that'll be tough. But they could get to 8-6. Raiders after that. I mean, with all those injuries, especially to the receivers, possibility.
Do you know who their receivers are?
Well, Courtland
you mentioned Courtland Sutton.
Is it Deshaun Hamilton?
Well done, from Penn State.
Yep. Backups, Tim Patrick and River Craycraft.
I've heard the name. Don't know anything about them.
I guess they also picked up former Bills receiver Andre Holmes.
That guy's well-traveled.
But you know what? They got Philip Lindsay. He's money.
Philip Lindsay.
So fast.
Mega stud.
Quarterback Mitch Trubisky could go this weekend.
I heard he was a full participant in practice yesterday.
I guess he's been telling the coaches if he feels any pain. By the way, I didn't click on the video, I'll be honest, but there's a story about Sean McVay and how he goes in depth.
Silly girlfriend?
No, he goes in depth on every player on the Bears defense because it's Rams-Bears game. And it said, by comparison, 4 years ago, Jeff Fisher, 4 days before the game, couldn't name offensive starters on the opposing team.
I mean,
Cakes loves to beat up on Jeff Fisher.
He stinks. And anybody who would consider hiring him is a full-blown idiot.
A loser.
All right, so yesterday, EB got into it a little bit on Twitter with John Feinstein. I think it needs to be addressed.
What are you talking about? I'm not addressing nothing.
He's going to bring it up.
Dude, I'm not bringing up anything.
Wanted to bring it up?
No, he said you could bring it up if you desire. I have no desire.
He's listening right now. I guarantee he brings it up.
Oh, he doesn't listen.
Well, we should bring it up.
He doesn't listen.
Oh, he's going to
listen. I'm not interested in little petty little fights with John. I know people like it. I'm not into it.
Well, we got to bring it up.
I'm not bringing up anything.
For the good of the show. Okay, you won't. I'll bring it up.
You don't have to include me in it.
Are you getting in Twitter spats with a colleague?
Nah, he just for whatever reason, he's obsessed with me. Trolls me. I don't know what to tell you, I'm over
it. He's getting trolled a lot this week.
True. Definitely true.
All right, Dave Richards is going to join us coming up at 9. We'll talk fantasy football with the guru from CBS Sports. It is Open Line Thursday. We'll weave in your calls at 800-636-1067. But next, it's Thursdays with Feinstein right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.